So we're back on the, where were we? Hang on, sorry, I'm clicking around. We're in staff issues. You had sort of laid them out, Greg, but we
Dave?
Need to go through them one by one. Yes, dear.
Yeah,
yes,
I think I think there were four yeses.
No, there were five yeses. Three yeses and five noes. Sorry.
Oh, I thought it was Ray. Oh, you're correct.
Ray Ambrose
Ray,
and Lonnie put it yes.
I see. Okay.
Well, since you seem to have resolved the tech and infrastructure issue, the remaining issues are the PD participation. I get the feeling you're saying you're leaning against at this point. I'd like to clarify that. And then Verna's request to present a report and the and Lonnie's request for time, which you needn't act on, but maybe Lonnie wants to speak to that.
Can we just vote on the PD thing, like we did?
If you need to. And also on Verna, I would appreciate a vote on that, because she's made a very strong request to be present.
Okay.
Have we seen that request to be present?
Dave received some communication on that.
Huh? It's in that thing that I sent to everybody, isn't it?
Well, not her direct request. My summary is in what you sent around.
There wasn't your summary in there?
My summary was there, but Verna has herself, you know, communicated with me, and I forwarded that to you just for
okay.
the record. I want it to
I'll
be
look,
understood.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up. You say you want me to send that to the committee?
Well, I mean, that's what Teresa's asking.
Okay.
I can summarize it for you if you wish. She's basically saying...
Yeah,
and Dave, meanwhile, you can just send it to us.
Yeah, what
she says... Can we move and vote on the PD?
Yes, why don't we do that?
Get that out of the way.
Any discussion on that? Do we need any more?
No.
Okay, do we need to vote? Is there anybody still advocating it? Are we divided on this question?
Wait a minute. What are we discussing? The PD situation?
Yeah.
Is there anybody... Is there anybody on the committee who would like to move that the PDs attend? Okay, hearing no such motion, then we're on to the next item.
Okay, Verna has requested to address the board and present a paper addressing what she has described as critical issues surrounding the Washington Bureau, a number of issues that she feels have been ignored and warrant immediate attention. That's what she's told me at this point. That's the sum and substance of what I've received, and I indicated to her that I would bring it to you. I have no further information at this point.
Well, my question is this: if she, as a staff member, if she has concerns, she hasn't discussed them with you as the ED before she brings them to the board?
Not in any detail. No, I've summarized to you verbatim pretty much what she wrote to me.
Well, I would think it would be useful to, if a staff member has ideas or concerns, to first try to work through some of the solutions before kind of like springing it on the board. I mean, it shouldn't be a secret from you as an ED. In fact,
I can tell you very honestly that my intention in this meeting was that this is an organizational meeting which deals with your own, board elections, and nominally also with financing and these thematic discussions. And my initial reaction was that it wasn't the best time for her to attend because we were not going to be focusing on programming. She is essentially appealing that decision, but that suggestion of mine, and asking for it to be reconsidered, and that's why I'm bringing it to you. I'd like to hear your opinions on that.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Yes, I would like for the board chair to contact Verna and see if it's a board appropriate issue.
Okay.
Good idea.
Good idea.
Okay, so the motion is...
I have a little trouble with that. Why would the board chair be the person deciding so?
Because it's a board agenda and a board meeting.
You mean an LSB or a PNB issue?
Our PMB.
Really, Greg just told us that he felt that that should be done at a different time. So if we consider it, it would be because of the urgency, the importance of the issue, rather than whether, you know, and that's what would make it appropriate. Is that the
right, except she
urgent.
Hasn't told us what it is, and all I'm
well,
asking
agree
is,
with
the,
that. And,
is the
and
chair
me,
to find out what I, is the deal.
For me, the problem I have with that is I'm being asked to agree or disagree with something without knowing what it is exactly.
No, but he's going to get the information for us. Maybe I should have worded it differently. Is that I'm my motion is for him to find out from Verna what the situation is, and then Dave can tell us what it is that she's wanting to address and see if it's a
so you want to go
a PMB specific issue.
You want me to put you on hold right now and come back to the call, or
no?
No.
And report it
no,
next
week.
No, I mean,
just record it back at the, on December 12th. I mean, January 12th.
Okay.
Better
okay.
on December 12th.
wait
okay.
a minute. Wait a minute. I,
because our agenda is already so sparse.
Exactly.
well, let's. So we're discussing this?
No.
No, it's a motion.
So
I made a motion for the chair to contact Verna and the bureau chief in D.C. and find out what the nature of her item will be for the agenda. We're dealing with just an agenda. And once we know what the nature of it is, and they can discuss its appropriateness for the PMB, and Dave can explain what our agenda looks like to date and so forth. Anyway, there just needs to be a dialogue, since the chair is, by Robert's rules, also empowered to deal with the agenda. I thought it was appropriate.
Well, I would like to say I'm not opposed to Dave talking to her about what her concerns are, and Dave and Greg making that decision rather than taking it to the entire board. Because if we wait until the 12th for her, again, to decide whether to get an airline ticket, I think that poses additional challenges. So I would say my idea is for Dave to call her, ask her what her proposal is, determine if it's similar to what John and Pete Caracas are proposing, that kind of a report. And if it's not, then he makes that decision with Greg as to whether she comes. So I'd like to amend it.
I don't
want to
be that decision maker. Thank you very much. I am happy to decide whether it's a board business or not, and if you want to say if it's board business or not, but I'm not, you know, if you want to say if it's board business, yes, if it's not, no, but...
Well,
yeah.
I find it odd that she's coming to make a report, but we don't know what the report is about, and it hasn't been discussed with the ED.
I can't comment any further on this, not on the public stream.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting to get into personnel stuff, and I'd like the board to
That's why I'm just saying, if it's board business, as originally stated, then the chair has an extraordinarily good record at making those kinds of determinations, and that's it. And he could also, if we have other questions about it, he would then have a point of reference because he would have spoken to her. That's
so,
all. It's very simple.
So we'll know on the
12th.
So we'll know on the 12th whether it's board business or whether it's personnel issue or whether it's
he could even let us know by email. This is not
that's the whole point.
Anything to get, you know, to turn into a federal case. Okay.
All right. I'm just trying to prevent adding further things to the agenda on the 12th.
All right, let's move the agenda.
Wait, I was writing something and sending you guys emails, so I didn't hear. Is the motion that who's deciding it? Is it coming to the PMB after I make a determination, or I guess what is that the form
of
it?
My motion is for you to make a determination if it's board business. I mean, that's our next step.
Well, so are you asking that if it is board business, the chair will
recommend it to the PMB
before
yeah.
the board at the, during the coordinating committee report?
Exactly. That's a week away, yeah.
Okay. I'll so second write that. Okay, resolved. The chair will contact Verna Avery Brown to determine whether the item she wishes to present to the board falls properly under board business, and if so, we'll bring the matter before the PMB during the coordinating committee report. Okay. Any objection to that? Hearing none, what else do we left have to do?
Whatever it is, Lonnie would like to make sure we get on the agenda. Lonnie, would you like to speak to that?
Yeah, our preliminary audit is done, and the auditor would like to make a presentation at the board meeting. I think we do it every year.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think we need the board to vote on that. That's
nope.
business that we have to conduct. So that's,
yep.
that's not a choice.
Okay.
And we're done.
Well, I have one other issue, one other item, okay. just a point of information. You know, at Finance Committee, we've talked about people coming to board meetings where they directly bypass finance and other committees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I believe we need to look at that. Because
so you know, one of the things in Finance Committee we're working on, and I proposed it based on a conversation with Lonnie about this, is that we don't take extraordinary budget requests under any circumstances at board meetings. Any budget request has to go through the Finance Committee and receive a recommendation. Because what happens is people come to board meetings and get everything everybody wants to do is righteous. So they come to a board meeting and they say, here's this righteous thing, please fund it. And in the heat of the moment, particularly when board members like to feel like they're in a position to, you know, empower things that they believe in to move forward, you get motions brought before the board that aren't about finance, that aren't made in the context of all the other working parts. So I really think we need to adopt a policy that there are no extraordinary budget item consideration at board meetings.
If
people want to bring it, we can refer it to the committee, but you don't act on it till you've gotten your Finance Committee's recommendation.
Just define what extraordinary is, okay? Be specific. I would not use that word.
Well, but the $135,000 for the archive, that's a good idea. I think the board
mm-hmm.
totally votes for it, but we decided on a funding mechanism that was come up with quickly and put before the board. So now it alienated some of the stations because they feel like we just dipped into their coffers and created a little bit of conflict there. When if it had gone through the Finance Committee, we could have said, you know, the board could have said, we have an interest in doing this, and could have communicated to the committee that, but let us figure out a mechanism that takes into account all the different issues we're dealing with.
No,
and then the reason it doesn't happen is because the experience is committees are where things go to die. And so when you say, oh, it has to go through a committee process, people say, oh, you're just blowing me off and it'll never happen, which is what creates the heat for passing it.
No, I'm just saying I understand the example. I'm not asking for an example. I'm saying instead of just using the word extraordinary is to give a cap or whatever, anything above or, you know,
well,
whatever
we have
is considered extraordinary.
We have an existing definition, don't we, Lonnie, in terms of what requires a budget adjustment or something?
Yeah, we do have two or three processes we have put in place. One is that any proposal which has a financial impact has to have a financial impact statement. Secondly, if there's a budget adjustment, and there are people pressing for budget adjustments right now that may bring them to the board, so I'm trying to head this off a little bit, that there are budget adjustment forms that we've created for people to utilize and have it go through for review to both Finance, the ED, and the CFO. And at least we're knowledgeable about any proposal that might come to the board. Otherwise, you're caught by surprise. You don't know what people are talking about, and before you know it, the board's voted. But I think that it may be that the board needs some policy that says a committee must make or support a recommendation, and it's deriving from its normal business process, before the board should entertain extraordinary items or financial budget related items. We may it may be someone proposing a whole new program.
No, I agree. I am only saying that please define extraordinary so we don't get bogged down with nickel and dime stuff and
if I may,
a cap thing. And if it exists, just bring it forward again. That's all I'm saying.
If I may, this is really something that should be coming from the Finance Committee and is on our agenda already,
mm-hmm.
so maybe
okay.
it's not a coordinating committee kind of thing.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sure, that's fine. Well, maybe we can have something by then. But it is, I'm aware that some people will be bringing items forth. So I will certainly like to have something that we can deal with it in an orderly and fair way.
Should we just say that the coordinating committee recommends that the PND not adopt resolutions? I mean, don't we have something that always says we have to have a financial impact report anyway?
Yeah,
of course.
People did, though. They created another spot. And it skipped the committee process. So I think the focus
mm-hmm.
should be on a policy that says a committee has to have reviewed and recommended items for consideration by the board. And maybe we can refine that a little bit more, and the Finance Committee can be the guinea pig for coming up with something like that. But
Is the Finance Committee meeting before the PMB meeting?
Yes, they are.
Okay,
yeah.
I think it's best if it comes out of there.
Okay.
Is Lenny saying that no matter what the size of the request, that it should go through the process? Or
well,
no,
that's why
Lydia is asking, is a threshold beyond which it is
yeah.
a must?
Well, that was my point, is that I think there
that's
should be
that's what we're
going to
work out.
Yeah.
We'll try it. We'll come up with
okay.
something.
Thank you.
This is Teresa. May I ask a question?
Sure.
Shouldn't this come out in the training that it's not proper board behavior for board members to pop up with resolutions that affect staff? Isn't this staff board relations when you lead a staff member on when as a board member you start talking about pay raises for staff or
new positions,
whole new programs without taking it through proper channels? Wouldn't that be improper board behavior?
Yes, I would have to say yes. It's a very, very difficult situation to be in if you're a
staff. So maybe Siegel can address that, or HR can address that, because it's board staff relations is one of the issues involved there. And
I think most should ultimately just be board budget adjustments are not made without review by the Finance Committee, and anything that's not already in your budget, that's a budget adjustment.
Well, let me also say something. I just saw an email from a member of the board that says we need to do this, and I think that this is the person that should be hired to do this.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that maybe an error on your part to even suggest that?
Well, I don't know that this committee is the committee to deal with any of that. If you want to discuss that, I think at other sessions we're supposed to be planning the board meeting. This is
not a training session.
I
do want to answer the question since it was raised. What I was saying is, I was raising a proposal that we think about, that we need somebody to do what is the equivalent of a full-time job, and I was asking whether anybody would have an objection to considering it, but it hasn't come before the board yet, and I have no problem, and indeed anything like that should get sent to the Finance Committee to see if it's in the budget, et cetera, et cetera. And if it isn't, it comes through.
There are a lot of issues connected with it, but this isn't the place. I object to this back and forth, Dave.
I have one other matter to bring to the board very briefly before you adjourn.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a question just brought to me from the chair of the Elections Committee while we were meeting, and wondering whether how much time, if any, will be allotted to a report from the National Elections Supervisor. Something that I neglected to bring to your attention
report.
Earlier.
There'll be an Elections Committee report, and there'll be sections in the agenda like there always are for reports from various sources, I would think that that would fit properly within, you know, usually we allot a certain amount of time in the board meeting for the management, namely you and Lonnie, to work out presentations about the issues. And it's a block of time that's usually 3 hours within which, you know, the thing about having the tech report and the other things. I mean, in my view is it's up to you to structure what we need to hear from on those points.
I'm not talking about from topics. I'm talking about do you want, and that's really what Carolyn is asking, do you want the National Election Supervisor to be present to answer questions concerning the report that he will file on paper?
This is Lydia.
This is
Go
Teresa.
Ahead.
Okay. I think, I mean, this is one, and I'm so glad you raised it, Greg. This is one of those really critical, pressing, time-sensitive issues, quite frankly, is that even though we hired an election supervisor last year earlier than before, it still wasn't early enough given all of the things that we discovered, and we had a horrendous time making quorum in at least two stations. And much of it having to do with having to correct our databases and other issues that we have to get cracking right now because we're faced with yet another election in a matter of months. And I really feel strongly about hiring an election supervisor even a month earlier than we did last year. And that would mean last year, when did we hire him, Greg, in March or something?
In April, but it really was not until May 1st that he was working.
Okay, but I think at least by March, and I think it's a critical agenda item, but hopefully with a concrete proposal that would be coming to us. So I would say if someone's coming to us with a concrete proposal to put us in a better election position than we were in last year, including hiring the election supervisor a month earlier, then I would be all for having the election supervisor there, and I would leave the determination up to you. I think you need to speak to him and see what he's planning to present and what. And if it's no more than what you could present to us on the subject or Carolyn could or something, then it's not necessary. But he really had the first hand experience, and we also have to deal with the fact that without him, we're kind of stuck. I stayed there for the 3 days here in L.A., and he seems to be the only one, and the young man who developed that particular program, who know how to operate it. So,
and he
we
will
have
not
major
be election
issues.
Supervisor again next year.
Exactly. So we are in a real bind here. We have some major election decisions to make very quickly. I think it's critical to devote enough time to this, but I think, Greg, you would have a first-hand knowledge better. Do you think he should be there?
I'll discuss it with him. If you want to leave it to me, I will discuss it with him.
I
want to have a sense
would.
Of whether the board had a preference.
Well, I think that we would follow, you know, we would, you know, rely on a recommendation from you and maybe some of the people you know that have been very close to the elections throughout the network. Whatever it is, you know, you have the most knowledge, I think, and the election supervisor about this.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my feeling. So.
Move the agenda.
This is Ray. Before we do that, I'm assuming that we're saying that what Lydia is saying is that the board will make the final decision on this.
Yes, but we would have an informed recommendation.
Okay.
I mean, he might not even want to join us anyway. I don't, you know, the election supervisor, it's hard to say. He might have, you will recall that the previous two election supervisors had a very, very detailed written report. I don't know if our current election supervisor is planning to do that or if he's more of an oral person that would rather give it to us orally. I mean,
he is writing a report, and each election supervisor at a local station is also writing a report. We've received several already. But
Well, then I would only urge that some concrete recommendations be in there and that we be prepared to at least minimally move on allowing the ED to, if he can find the right election supervisor, to do so at an earlier time.
On that question earlier, Greg, I'm assuming that if I remember that the contract for the election supervisor says that there would be a report written. I couldn't imagine
filing not
having
a report, absolutely. I just haven't received it yet.
I would, Teresa, I would really suggest that we specifically request that he deliver his report well in advance of the national board meeting. As soon as we know the executive directors, I would have him, I mean, the directors, have him send the report to them. Part of the problem at our last meeting when he was there is that he was in a rush and, you know, things were kind of sprung on the national board, and so we were kind of up in the air as to, you know, what are we supposed to do about it? But when we know about problems in advance, when somebody had thought ahead and said, well, you know, we'd maybe like to ask him to go through the membership list. When we had time in advance to think about those things, we could make some informed decisions. So, you know, if he has his report to us well in advance and he has some specific suggestions, I don't know whether the election committee would like to put something on the agenda, immediate decisions, or at least get a head start toward maybe the first telephone conference, have proposals on there from so we can better use what the information he's giving us in his report if we have an advance.
Well, I'll certainly distribute it to you as soon as I have it.
Can we ask him to give it to us earlier, or you know, can we give him a deadline, or kind of give him some sort of incentive to give it to us, let's say by the 16th or 17th?
I thought I would have it by now. I will speak to him at the first of the week and see whether he's ready.
Thank you, Greg.
By the way, on that point, I also want to be sure that the board members are going to get, that staff is going to provide the text of their reports in writing ahead of time, and that those will be distributed by email to the board before they arrive in Houston so that people can have taken a look at them. Is that going to be possible?
What I can tell you is that the deadline for the board reports that has been stated to them for about a month to a month and a half is January the 12th. Whether they will meet that deadline remains to be seen. If they come in on time, you'll certainly have them a couple of weeks in advance.
Okay. So are we in agreement? Is there any disagreement that the election supervisor should attend? Okay, hearing none. Do we need to make that as a motion, or is the
no? It's okay. It's fine. I'll talk to him and you know and explain to him what we're looking for.
Okay. Then if there's nothing further,
move adjournment.
Until it's 12 midnight in New York.
The meeting is adjourned as the clock tolls midnight. Thank you,
Mr. Thanks, folks.
Thank you all.
Enjoy the weekend.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.